And we are live for the first time in a long time. Welcome to episode 36 of To The Unknown Pod, a TGFB podcast. My name is Jordan Bush. I am the executive director of TGFB Media, which exists to help Christians understand and use Bitcoin for the glory of God and the good of people everywhere. I am joined by a single solitary island boy today. We'll give a little bit more information on where the other two are, including one that will just blow your minds. In the case of Oshawa. But Ryan, go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Yeah, I'm Ryan Finley, father of six. I'm an entrepreneur and helping my kids start their various businesses. And it's good to be here.
Ryan, I am thrilled to have you. You are one of the people who is one of the most encouraging people in my life, just both by just talking to you and just the example as a father of kids who are a little bit older than ours. Really appreciate you. I'm also appreciating you because right behind your left shoulder, I see a copy of The Orange Umbrella, our brand new kids book that just came out. There's a few copies out in the wild. For those of you who have ordered them and still have not received yours, just know that they're on their way. We fulfilled about 300 orders that were the initial Kickstarter orders, but we ended up not having enough books. So there were two people, can you believe this? There were two people who ordered 21 copies each. To either give away or to just to hodl. I don't know what they're doing. But and so we ended up having to postpone some of those. And so those shipments are going to be fulfilled within the next week and a half because the shipment of 1,400 books that we have that was supposed to be here probably by now, basically we got stuck in a port in California and is not going to be here for another week and a half. So if you have not gotten yours, by all means, it's coming. Please don't freak out. We're doing our best to get them to you. If you did not order a copy of The Orange Umbrella, let's see here. Let me go to my share. If you did not order a copy, you can pre-order your copy right now. Let's see. It is this one right here. If you go to tgfb.com/TOU for The Orange Umbrella, it'll take you right to this page where you can order either paperback or hardcover. I do not have a copy of the paperback. I do have a copy of the hardcover. Here it is right here. It's beautiful with the dust jacket, super high quality. We did our best sewn bindings. We just did as best we could. Really good quality paper, beautiful illustrations. We also have a paperback version, as I mentioned, that's also, you know, really high quality paper and the like. I don't have a copy of that. We also did, though, make a coloring book. And so you can go to tgfb.com/TOU coloring and find that. And so basically it's just the book without color. And so you can color your own version. If you didn't like the colors we chose, you can color your own. It's got all of the text from the books in there. So go ahead, go grab your copies, support TGFB by doing that. We would greatly appreciate it. Another way that you can support TGFB would be by doing, and if you're going to be interested in being in Texas in April of this year, we are going to be doing our first TGFB conference in a year and a half, basically two years. It's going to be TGFB 26 in April in Fort Worth, the day before BitBlock Boom. We're partnering informally with them. The event is going to be called The Foolish Things of the World: Wisdom, Wealth, and Generational Ministry. We're going to be talking about Bitcoin and just the different ways. Bitcoin's going to be one of the primary things we're talking about, but we're going to be talking about this issue of we're in this moment of a lot of generational transfer, upheaval, confusion, just about how to think about things like inheritance, how to think about things, just about the relationship between wealth and parents giving down wealth to their kids. How should we think about this type of thing? And so we want to dedicate some time to thinking and talking about those things and the role that Bitcoin has to play as part of it. So if you go to that, go to this page, tgfb.com/conference, you can go down here. Basically, this is just kind of like an overview of who TGFB is, what we're doing, give you previous speakers, past speakers, who they've been. You'll notice a bunch of well-known people from the Bitcoin space. And then if you go ahead and you click buy tickets, it'll take you to a Zaprite page. We are grateful for our friends over at Zaprite, Parker Lewis, Will Cole, and those guys. And you can pay either in Bitcoin or in sats for your tickets. If you get your early bird ticket right here, you can do that now. You can also get your early bird ticket and merch bundle. Some of you got your hats at our Vegas barbecue. We're going to get the same brand of hats, super high quality hat with the TGFB logo on it. It'll be Texas related. It'll be good. You're going to like it. So go ahead and you can go stab those. You can also see, look, the price. You're like, oh man, $70 for, $75 for a hat and shirt. Yes, this is the world we live in with fiat. And so we want to, usher the end of that world as soon as possible. We move into Bitcoin and then things will get cheaper over time instead of more expensive. So again, we would love to see you there. We'd love to just spend some more time with you. We'd love to provide also a place for you to invite your friends, people who are in your church, your pastoral leaders and that kind of thing, budget leaders, to kind of talk through the issues surrounding Bitcoin. There's going to be a lot of very practical stuff in the latter half of the day at this event. So we'd love to see you there as well. Get some more info here. That's basically most of the shilling that we're going to do for now. So not worry about that. The last thing I'll mention before we get into today's episode is that, as we mentioned, TGFB is basically, we're going to be operating as a nonprofit. We're going to be coming underneath the umbrella of Brilliance Labs for the next 2 years. And in order to do that, we are raising 2 years worth of expenses to be able to do that. So we've raised about 20% of what we're, what we need for right now. And so we would greatly appreciate just basically working to raise over the next about month to raise more of that, more to cover the rest of those expenses. So if you are in a position where you've benefited from TGFB and are either looking to dodge, looking to pay less taxes to Uncle Sam, or if you just basically said, hey, I really want to help more people learn about Bitcoin and why these things matter, why they don't matter, answer some of the objections that people have, and you want to help TGFB do that, help me continue to do that, would greatly appreciate that. So you can go to brilliancelabs.org/TGFB and find the giving link. If you do it before tomorrow at midnight, you can get tax deductible donations. You can donate in Bitcoin there. If you want to do that with your name attached, you can get a tax deductible donation. If you want to do that anonymously, you can't get you're not able to get a tax deductible donation, but you can still do that over there for our hardcore cypherpunks who just want to do things because they want to support people in the Bitcoin space. We're happy to facilitate that as well. So grateful for you guys. Now, with all of the shilling, my word, what was that? 10 minutes of shilling. What is the world? 8 minutes. Okay, good. Only eight. Now that we get all that out of the way, Ryan, it has been a few weeks since the last time we sat down and recorded a podcast. I've been traveling. We were getting the book done, the book shipped, had a whole bunch of other stuff. There's this, we celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lots of stuff going on. Ryan, what in the world have you been doing over the last few weeks? Why have you abandoned our beloved podcast audience? I have good excuses. Where are yours? Let's say, what are we?
It's been partially intentional just to unplug a little bit. Yeah, I don't know who. I think I saw a few posts from a couple of guys I respect that were just like, hey, I'll see you guys next year. You tend to see it like when December comes around. And I'm always like, okay, this year, there's a couple things. The Bitcoin has just been going sideways, chopping, and that's always slightly depressing. Like everyone's questioning if the sky is falling. But then also, we were talking about a minute ago, life has enough of its challenges and things going on, and that we always are dealing with anyways. But like, as soon as you go online, there's this temptation to absorb some of the 500 online, not just the conspiracies, but just all the drama,
controversies,
and just. It's just a lot of stressful stuff, a lot of fights that are going on in every camp and it's politically and just our country and then intertribal stuff, both in Bitcoin and the Christian world. It could just be like, and you can't, you're like, oh, I'm not going to take it on. It's like, oh, I'm not taking on any stress at work. I won't bring it home. And it's like, you bring it home.
Yeah.
And like, it's slowly just kind of like, And you really don't realize it until you unplug. And so, the last month or so, I've been working with my my third son, Abraham. He's been getting into the appliance trade, so I've just been teaching him a lot of things, and then also just relearning myself. So we've just been like waking up and working on a lot of appliances every day, and it's just been really good. I just haven't been online much, and
yeah,
I feel great. I highly recommend it.
You look good. Literally, you look healthy.
Just no, but it has been. It's just, yeah. Sometimes it's good to just go out and work hard and be too busy to pay attention to all the controversies. So.
Yep. You guys spent some good time with family for Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't travel until after Christmas. We had Christmas here. Yeah. We had all my siblings together. That was awesome. That doesn't happen very often. It's
cool.
Anyways, I think that might've been like the first time in the last 5 years or so we were all together. So. We've been going through Chesterton's Winter Fire book.
We had that book. We had the book too.
Dude, it's so good. One of his things, like the guy loved Christmas more than anybody. And he was a huge advocate for, families getting together and being bored, especially like encouraging your kids to be bored. Because when kids are bored, they tend to invent new games, right? I don't know if you read that chapter. Well, we played some of the games that he recommends in the book with our family, like our extended family. Yeah. It was so much fun. Just like hours and hours of just like gut busting laughing and just not watching much, just like literally playing.
Did you bake it all? Did you cook it all this, or do you leave this to the professionals?
I did not personally bake any of the things.
What a misogynist we have on the podcast today. My goodness. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Abraham has been turning it into a tradition. He did a big 5-pound prime rib.
Ooh.
For Christmas Day. So that was his big.
Nice.
And then my mom made a big, huge ham. So that knocked Christmas Day out.
Okay.
Anyways.
We had my mother-in-law made a big ham, and then we had like a Boston butt, like a smoked Boston butt. It was, it's pork. It was delicious. Huh. But then we have, one of our traditions is that I make cinnamon rolls on Christmas morning, and they were primo. They were great ones.
Nice.
All right. So let's see here. So you're getting into, man, Chesterton, Christmas well spent. We also read some, it was like 3 days before Christmas. We went to a friend's house for lunch after church. And we read some, find you some friends with whom, when you're hanging out, somebody will just spontaneously start reading poetry. It's just you don't need to have a whole bunch of those friends. If you got a couple of them, okay, they just make the atmosphere so much better. And so we have these family friends, and that's what we do. One of the things when we go over their house, I guess more than half the times we've gone over there, we're just like, hey, we're all just sitting around. There's probably 15, 20 of us sitting around. And someone's like, hey, I read this poem. I want to read it. And so somebody's like, okay, sweet. And so we were reading poetry by this guy named Malcolm Guite. He looks like a character from a Lord of the Rings, one of the Lord of the Rings series. He's a wild looking guy, but he's written a ton of poetry, and he's written poetry in books about Christmas. And so I can't remember what the name of it is, but we were reading from that, and so we read one of the poems that he's written. Just a really great time with friends, great time with family. Trying to think, yeah, beyond that, there hasn't really been a ton of, I mean, there's been some cool announcements and stuff like that on the Bitcoin front, but I mean, we just have been, to your point, we just been kind of chopping back and forth between, 80, 85 and 90K, 87. It seems like we're perma stuck on 87 for the last like 5 days last week, to almost a staggering degree.
I think right now is the perfect example of why so many people haven't gotten into Bitcoin still. Like, this is literally exactly why you're like, why? I just want, like, how aren't there more people in this space? And it's like, because this has happened so many times over the last 15 years, then everyone always forgets. And it's like, it hasn't always been an easy ride. Like these times just chew people up and spit them out.
Yeah.
You know, I of course, orange pilled a couple, and they finally were able to get in at 104.
And oh, no.
Promptly. Oh, dive bombed no. right after it. I'm just like, oh yeah, that's like the reward of me taking my time to help them out understand how to lose their money very quickly, you know.
way to go, Ryan. Just, you know, bring the sheep in for the slaughter.
I'll still do it. I'm not gonna stop. Yep. But dude, I've had so many painful things like that where you finally succeed and
yep. I have a buddy.
40% right afterwards. You're just like, oh, aren't you thankful? You
price of admission. It's the price of admission. The Lord chastens those whom he loves. it really is. Like, I almost do feel like it is just a mark of maturity. It's just like, yeah, this is how it works, man. Like, you know, nothing in life that's worth having is just going to be easy. And, you know, it's just... Yep. To act like, oh, you know, like there's certain points when you're ready to buy Bitcoin, and it's frequently at a point when you think it's going to run away from you. Like that's just how it has to happen. And so then what it means is you're going to have to deal with, you know, when things aren't as drastic and dire as you thought they were, you're going to have to deal with Bitcoin dropping back down and settling. And so it's great. It's a greed killer. Thank you, Lord, for purging greed from our hearts and minds so we can... Look forward to that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was also shout out to not distracting us from the purpose of and the real reason we celebrate Christmas.
Absolutely.
All about Jesus. Like, distraction, Bitcoin is not even in the...
100%. 100%. I just want to give a shout out in the chat here. I don't know which platform. This is on YouTube. We got Toropodl. Let's see here. He says, living... Toropodl ordered some copies of The Orange Umbrella. I shipped them to him. Grateful for your brother. Who's this guy? Some son of some random guy is also here in the thing. Elijah.
You're wondering.
What's up? What's up, Elijah? Edit photos, man. What are we doing here? Edit video. so grateful for you guys. And again, if you're appreciating this, benefiting from this, then throw a like, a share, a subscribe if you're on YouTube. Share these things. And we, Elijah's been doing yeoman's work for us, sharing some of the clips. We're getting some pretty good traction on some of these little YouTube shorts. So hopefully we'll get these videos out to more and more people. Beyond that, let's see, what else have you been thinking about finding interesting the last few days? Actually, let me do one thing. You mentioned, I meant to share this and then I forgot because you were saying something that was so darn interesting, Ryan. I'm going to share the screen and go to here. You mentioned there's a number of things you can take from this graphic, but this is something I saw earlier in the day from Alan Watts Bitcoin, whoever this guy is. He basically talked about this is the 2025 news cycle and just the peaks. And you can see just how, like, every day, basically, you know, every few days, you get like a story that is, you know, zooms up in popularity. There's a few of them where you get repeated. Okay, you've got Gaza, you know, comes through here a few times. You've got Lebanon or Israel and Iran. That was like a, you know, good chunk of the year, kind of steady increase and peaked off. The one that's super interesting, I initially thought it was Sydney Sweeney. It was not, even though actually Sydney Sweeney actually is pretty much throughout the year. But inflation was really big the whole year. But if you, the thing that I took away from this is you watch this. Every day that goes by, there's something else. And so there's something else that is being driven either through reality or through, you know, pushing through algorithms, whatever it is. There's something that's being pushed to fix your mind, fix your attention on those things as though they were the most important things.
Can you zoom in a little bit? It'd be kind of interesting to like...
Yeah, which ones do you want me to zoom in on?
Or I mean, just maybe even... There
just
we go.
Any of them? Okay. Yeah, so we got Palisades fire to begin the year. Greenland when Trump was trying to buy Greenland. You got Elon, of course. DEI, DC plane crash. Zelensky. Yeah, you just kept all these things. Biden Dome, big beautiful bill. The Coldplay concert. I mean, you had that whole thing. Epstein. I can't believe he's not on there more.
So I'd say, so inflation would be what the easily the most legitimate of.
It's the thing that's the most constant, like throughout the year. And hilariously, I think Sydney Sweeney actually is number two. Heaven help us. Have mercy on us, Lord. What in the world? No bread. Kings.
Inflated bread and circuses.
Yep, exactly. But yeah, I mean, it is just one of these things where there's so much money and just attention spent on trying to buy your attention, trying to get you to focus on things either for commercial reasons or for outrage reasons, you know, so that you can be controlled. And I definitely think it is a good thing to unplug. I'm in a point where I desperately need to unplug for like a week or so.
Yeah.
We haven't been doing the podcast as much, and that's been part of that. It's been trying to get other things. I mentioned the book and just trying to button up things here at the end of the year. It's been something that's been just been super busy. Been very busy. The Lord's been kind. The Lord keeps opening up opportunities, some of which we're going to talk more about in the beginning of the year. The Lord's been doing a lot of really cool things and opening up some cool opportunities for TGFB. And so we'll talk more about that. But it is just one of these things where, you can just be occupied if you can be driven if you're not consciously just cutting things out yourself. And it's convicting. And so I'm glad to have, you know, you bringing that to mind and have your example and pulling the plug. So hopefully that's encouraging to some of you as well, as we go in here. I don't know are you a big New Year's resolutions guy, Ryan?
Not really. Yeah. Not really. I mean, I think it is good to going into the new year just to, I mean, I think we should be taking, just looking at how we're doing like more than once a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going in for an annual checkup. It's like, I don't know. Like that's a pretty big interval. Cause the reality is, you know, it's anything that you just like get, you work up the willpower to try to change your life, you know, once a year. I mean, that's not going to do it. Like,
yeah.
But it is good to reflect back, you know, on different things that, probably do it with my wife, just reflecting back on our lives this last year and what went well, what's been the encouraging, where we need to, you know, just with raising our kids, where we need to double down on certain areas and work on, just improving, things spiritually and in our home and, and in other areas as well. So, but yeah.
Yep.
What about you?
Yeah. I mean, it's not something that I think about it, you know, just kind of like, just by virtue of other people talking about New Year's resolutions or just even the concept being raised. Like I do think about it. I was having a conversation with our pastor and he again mentioned that he basically every 3 months does this, him and his wife sit down and kind of plot out the next, whether it's the travel schedule, whether it's just other, you know, whether it's birthdays, whether, you know, whatever it is, like they kind of plot, you know, three months at a time. Yeah, it's one of those things where I don't feel like I do that super well. I don't feel like we plan in like at a yearly, you know, basis. And, you know, for like TGFB, I'm kind of always, I do like a, you know, yearly thing, kind of look at the year and plan things out. But obviously I'm like reconsidering things throughout the year. We make changes and whatever, but in terms of just on a family level, I feel like it's something where I definitely have like room to grow. Who are the people in your life who you go to and, you know, for like to have those kind of conversations or people who are like a few steps ahead of you, you know, whether it's family things, whether it's business things. I remember you talking about like having business mentors in the beginning. But like, are there families or other men or books or stuff that you've read in terms of like leading your family that you've found helpful, people who are a few steps ahead of you?
Yeah, we had some, it goes in seasons depending on where you're at. This most recent season, it's been more books, that have been, you know, super encouraging just with the season of life we're in. Especially me, as I've been like considering how my boy is preparing them to launch. If you do have people, you know, near you with, similar like standards and hopes for, how their children are going to be raised, I think it's incredible if you can meet, you know, but yeah, all that to say, long answer is short is, yeah, it's been more books recently, but.
And so do you mind me asking, who are some of the people you've benefited from?
But yeah, Michael Foster has been one.
Okay.
Like he's been, super encouraging. C.R. Wiley.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Lusk out there.
Yep. Out in Birmingham.
Yeah, out in Birmingham. Some of the Canon Plus stuff, some of the Doug Wilson stuff.
John Moody's been, he's one of these guys where it's like,
he's just been
super encouraging.
He's been spitting fire.
John's a regenerative agriculturist. He's just kind of lives on land and just thinks about family and, you know, agriculture and just overall health. And he does, what do you call it? Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I think it's jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. Something like that. No, it's literally, I use a basketball analogy. They literally catch fire and they're just like, they're hitting a nerve. They're speaking to where a lot of people are at, and they just keep hitting. And I don't know if they're probably getting feedback from, you know, people closer to them, but they just keep, and I'm like, oh man, they keep nailing it. So yeah, it's exactly, yeah, people like that. I didn't prepare this, but yeah, I'm trying to think of all the other resources, but yeah, just a collection of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there, I mean, does your, in terms of like your boys and like with, you know, preparing them to launch, has the end of the year, are there things that, I mean, you guys talking through taxes? Are you guys like, what does the end of the year look like for you guys outside of, you know, obviously Christmas and those kind of things?
Yeah. I mean, we have been talking about some of that stuff. There's a lot of different, I'm trying to think. Yeah. Just a lot of big life decisions we've been talking about recently. And,
mm-hmm.
And then we talk about all the time. I mean, I like, honestly, it's been a blessing. We have a pretty close relationship, and, we still try, even though they're out there, they have their own place. We try to have a lot of family devotion still, cause they're so close by.
Yep.
Then kind of leads itself into having, you know, deeper conversations about all sorts of things. Nothing super in particular. But yeah, it's been fun. Yeah.
I know you guys hang out. Okay. Obviously your sons live right down the street, and are you guys still doing dinner together every night?
Yeah.
I remember. So Ryan, I can't remember if it was on the pod or off. I think it was off. You're like, yeah, my boys just, you know, just moved down the street. They still have been home every night for dinner for a week. And so I just think it's,
yeah. Yeah. No, it's been awesome. You know, like I say, yeah, they still have young siblings, especially their young sisters at home. And
yeah,
it's just good. It's good for them to still be in their lives. And we all enjoy hanging out, and it's good to fellowship. And they haven't found spouses yet, so they still are very, very appreciative of their mother's cooking. And so, yeah, it's, yeah, it won't always be like this. So
Yeah.
We're great. We're grateful that, we're still in a season where we can do this. And, and they do, they've been pushing themselves. They've been showing hospitality and hosting friends, and they'll have barbecue nights where they grill burgers and cook their own dinner, cooking their own dinner for friends. And
cool.
So yeah, that's been neat.
That's great.
But yeah.
So, here we have a question. I'm sure you came prepared to talk about this today. So thoughts on Knott's versus Core. Oh man, this is one of these things, man. Will, appreciate the question.
You can take that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to take it full bore, but this is one of these things where it one of the conversations where it has been a hornet's nest in the Bitcoin community. We are not programmers nor sons of programmers. But when I hear the conversation around the debate, I just think the thing that I see, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, is I see a lot of people who are aware of their own strengths, but they're not necessarily aware of their own weaknesses of how they see the world. And so I think that a lot of, I tend to be more, I'm on the not side in terms of thinking that they are have their, they correctly are diagnosing some of the problem. And I don't think the core side really is, I think they significantly underestimated the extent to which the non-technical side of Bitcoin both exists and plays a humongous role in what happens, which has been borne out by the fact that, this thing is still going months later. And so I think that it's something that for a lot of people, I just think there's a lot that can be learned. Hopefully they've learned a lot. I don't know that they actually have. It seems just to be a lot of disagreement, a lot of conversation about, people not understanding things. And so that kind of lack of, or like failure of dialogue is not, not the most encouraging or helpful thing. I just feel like we're not going to be like the experts, on this topic. Will, appreciate you asking. Caleb, let's see, we got Caleb in the chat. We never address people in the chat, but here we are. Caleb is a buddy of mine. We go to church together. He basically says, starting from the video, beginning of the vid right now, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Caleb. Beautiful wife and kids. Here we go. He also said, my kids love the orange umbrella. Let's go. He got one of the first copies. And then he said, breaking out the coloring book soon. So go get your copies. Caleb, thanks for the support, brother. We're going to be coming back. Ooh, what we got here? Oh, you get your coloring book. Let's go. Flip through that. Show the fine people at home. What do we got going on there? this is Karis. We met her from a friend of her brother's. And we actually have if you go to the very back, we got a sneak preview of the new cover of Thank God for Bitcoin, which should be published, I believe, next week. You see, that's the regular book. But if you go to the next page, there you go. Yeah. So there's our other books. On the left is the new copy, the new cover of Thank God for Bitcoin. So we are pumped for that 5-year anniversary, over 25,000 copies sold. So we're going to do an updated version. It's got a new foreword. We got a foreword written by Robert Bortons, who's the head of Costco Conversations, one of the largest homeschool curriculum manufacturers. Our producers in the world. So we are grateful to have his participation. If you guys have other questions, we're happy to take them. Feel free to throw them in the chat, throw them in, comment on the different posts in various places. Do you have anything else? I feel like somebody, or is this from you? Let's see. Nope. Somebody else. I guess those are the ones we already looked at. How long have we been going here? 34 minutes. Ryan, this doesn't have to be a full-blown episode. Anything else you want to add here? End of the year. Speak now, forever hold your peace for 2025. I guess let's do this. Here's what I'd love to do. You're like, not necessarily year in review, but like when you look back on this year, what are the things that you've learned? What are the things that you're taking away and that you're going to take with you into 2026?
I think was something you said, like, if there's one thing that I would encourage families to do or individuals to do, especially if you're a dad, would be to do like year-end like family reviews. I wish I would have done those. I wish I would have done those more often. So like their whole resolution to eat better and all that kind of stuff, it's all down. Like, I, you know, it's not in the big scheme of things. It's not very important compared to like how well your family's doing. And so, if you did one thing, which was just literally sit down and like, and talk with your wife and like make a list of the things that you think are going well, and then the things that need to be shored up on with your relationship with your wife, but then also your kids, if that can cause the things that need work to get attention sooner and not like 4 years later or 5 years later, or, you know, when it becomes a bigger issue, like, man, that they're like, that pays off massively.
Yeah, keep on short accounts.
Yeah, 100%. Because there's things I wish, you know, I have regrets of not addressing things earlier and just not, or not dealing with just weaknesses of mine earlier. But part of that's just like, it's like doing this self-examination. I'm skipping the physical again. I'm just not doing it. I'm going to ignore it. And it's like, you're not going to ignore it. Like it's going to
come back. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So in that sense, like that's, you know, in this season of reflection, I think that's definitely one thing I would encourage people to do, especially dads.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of did this involuntarily, did this like a couple months ago, and just had to, you know, both examine with some of our kids, just go through and like address some things that we saw, and then also just apologize for just letting certain things just, you know, go unaddressed, you know, for longer periods of time, either through just ignorance or just wrong priorities, just being focused on other things, and just being like, just have an attitude of, it's okay. You know, it's obviously not the greatest, but it's not the worst either. And you can just get in that type of mindset, and then it's just like mission creep, or, you know, just you're drifting in certain areas. And so I think that that's, I would echo that sentiment, you know, just if there's things that you see, don't just make excuses for them. Don't justify them. Don't just say, hey, you know, I'll deal with that, you know, later. You know, just deal with things as they come. And, I would just encourage as well, just like praying together with your kids, you know, and just like asking your kids, how are they doing, just regularly, something as simple as that. Mm-hmm. It's so easy just to get so busy where you're just running around and you're only correcting. Like if your conversation is always corrective and there's not any, you know, substance to it outside of that, it's just going to be easy to get to, you know, for you to be tuned out.
Yeah. It's the whole, just defensive and not offensive.
Yeah.
Like not pushing things towards being more healthy.
Where are you going? Yeah. It's one thing to like, again, push away from the sides of the river with using your oar to keep yourself off the shore. That's obviously important. But if you're not paying attention to where you're going, you could be going, you know, over a waterfall or something like that. Yeah. Trying to maintain this metaphor. And I feel like it was fine. I don't know if it was the greatest one, but it worked.
Anyways.
So we teased letting you guys know where the other Island Boys are. To be fair, we don't know where Matt is. He's probably running around Hawaii somewhere. Matt's doing a whole bunch of stuff.
I think he had a worker that they had to line out with a whole bunch of things today. So
got it. Okay. Well, Matt, we miss you. On top of that, Oshawa, you may be wondering, where in the world would Oshawa be? Well, Oshawa texts us and tells us that, hey guys, I'm sorry. I'm laying down some spoken word poetry, with some friends of mine. We have studio time. And so that's where I am. I'm not going to be able to make it today. It's like, well then, Oshawa, spitting game, incredible. So go, hopefully we'll get some recordings of this, later when Oshawa gets done, and we will either with his permission or against his wishes, we will share it with you fine folks at home. So, you can have that to look forward to in the new year, if nothing else. we're going to leave it there for today. Thank you again for a full year of a lot of different things. We are grateful for you guys. As we're coming up on the end of the year, we mentioned last things. If you are looking for ways to minimize the amount of money that you're giving over to a, well, we'll leave out some of the adjectives. If you want to just mitigate some of the tax liabilities that you owe to the government, if we can help you do that, we'd love to do that. You can donate at brilliancelabs.org/TGFB. If you have other people who are in your life who, again, are looking to do the same, well, we would greatly appreciate you sharing that link, sharing that information, so that we can continue, again, doing a lot of the things, whether it's the in-person events, the podcast, the book writing. We've got a number of really neat projects that are coming up. We'll probably announce, go through kind of like our calendar of what we're going to be doing in one of the first episodes of 2026. So we will do that. We also have more information about speakers in the weeks to come for the TGFB 26 conference. We've got some good folks in the pipeline. Some you'll know and some you might not. So we'll see. But we are grateful for you. I think this probably will be the last episode of this year. I don't think I'll sneak one in tomorrow night. We're going to be pretty busy, but who knows? We might do a little sneak in there. We'll see. But we hope you guys have had a great day. Hope you're getting back into the work grind out there, loving and serving your neighbors, loving and serving the Lord. We're grateful for you. And we'll see you on the next episode of the TGFB podcast.